T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to read to you a story real quick, Kennedy, from yahoo.com in their sports page. Yes.
According, does it have anything to do with Marcus Smart yelling?
According to multiple reports, the Boston Celtics guard, Marcus Smart, did not respond well, cussed and screamed in the post-game locker room, noise that was heard from outside the corridor. The Boston Globe's Gary Washburn reports that Smart screamed, "Y'all on that bull, blank." ESPN's Malika Andrews reports that Smart continued to cuss as he exited the locker room. Washburn also reported that items were thrown and described what he called a raucous scene. He said Smart wasn't the only one yelling. There were definitely items thrown and a lot of yelling. Argument is continuing. Locker room is still closed. Been outside a bunch of locker rooms in my days. That was as raucous as I've ever heard. Hashtag Celtics.
I saw a lot of these tweets. It was like, they're still yelling.
I would not want Marcus Smart to yell at me. I'm going to tell you that. He's like one of those people that when he's disappointed in you, when you didn't play well, when you didn't show up,
so
you done messed up.
Just in case you haven't picked up on the context clues here, the Boston Celtics lost game 2, much in the way they lost game 1, where they had a big lead and then they blew it at the end of the game.
Yeah, I cussed after the game 2, so I'm not going to blame Marcus Smart.
No.
I have no fingernails left.
No.
Sitting there watching.
I was
that
pulling
game.
My eyebrows out.
Oh, you guys.
Annie and I were texting each other during the game last night, and at one point Annie just stopped.
I stopped watching.
I don't like how this affects you.
I said I'm not staying up and losing sleep over a team that's not going to show up. I'm all set.
They could easily be 2-0 right now.
See, that's a very healthy thing to do.
I'm all set.
I applaud you taking care of yourself instead of the Celtics.
Because my BPM was about a 165.
So anyway, Celtics are down 0-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. And game 3 is...
Tomorrow night.
What time
8:30
is it?
8:30 tip.
There it is. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A big thank you to Coca-Cola for sponsoring the Good Vibe Tribe. And we have a lot of locals in the Good Vibe Tribe today. And we love when you send them to us. There's an 88-year-old guy in Mattapoisett. His name is Brad Hathaway. And he has been on a mission to walk 24,901 miles. Do you know what that is? That is the exact circumference of the Earth. He started walking 3 miles a day in 1988 when he was dealing with some health problems, and he's hoping to hit his goal next month. He's raising money for charity, and you can find him on GoFundMe. He will walk his final mile October 3rd. Again,
he is literally the most adorable man ever.
Brad Hathaway, look him up. Look up the GoFundMe of the guy attempting to walk 24,901 miles. And then also, I want you to look up a man by the name of Brendan Walsh. No relation.
Come on.
Yep. Somebody actually texted us in this story, so I went looking at his fundraiser, and Brendan has done a lot of fundraisers, but his mission is to raise $10,000 for NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He says he has lost multiple friends to the terrible disease called depression while suffering it himself. My hope is to inspire others to ride, run, swim, ski, hike in their own way to a clearer, happier life. And he is going to run the entirety of Cape Cod.
Wow.
He's going to start down at Race Point Beach in Provincetown and run all the way up to Woods Hole. It's 100 miles is what he's hoping to complete. He's already.
I don't even like driving that.
Right.
Right.
I've biked it. I've biked from Southie.
You don't have to be in traffic there.
So look up him, Brendan Walsh, or if you just want to text me, or I'll tweet it out as well. I will share you his. He's hoping to get to 10,000. He's got $7,253 right now. So a couple of local people doing wonderful things in the Good Vibe Tribe. If you're ready to travel, Hawaii is about to open back up.
What?
Let's go.
Right now, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks after you arrive, but that ends on October 15th.
Ooh. We're here.
As long as you test negative before you fly, you will not have to quarantine. Hershey's doesn't want to cancel Halloween, so they've launched an interactive map that shows you how risky it is to trick-or-treat in every county in America. They also list alternate activities if it's too risky for you. You can check out Halloween2020.org.
Just get t-shirt cannons and just shoot candy at kids.
Oh, I don't hate that.
I like that tube thing that guy did.
Yeah.
Slide it down to the kids.
Uh-huh. History teacher in Austin took distance learning to a whole new level last month by crisscrossing the country and doing virtual history lessons from the locations where they happened. She drove 3,000 miles, hit a bunch of spots like Gettysburg, the Lincoln Memorial, and Colonial Williamsburg. She says she was just looking for a way to make this very weird school year a little more fun and interesting for the students, Kennedy.
The teachers are doing such amazing things
right
now.
They don't deserve
them. No.
Hundreds of volunteers did a photo shoot in London wearing their face masks and nothing else.
Like you do.
Okay. Vibes. No,
nothing makes you pay attention like boops.
It's true.
If anything, I found them I lose focus.
Wearing glasses might help lower your risk of catching coronavirus, Kennedy. The theory is they protect your eyes and keep you from touching your face.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody got money for a study for that? Eye protection keeps your eyes safe. Weird.
And
should be a scientist, Kennedy.
There's a fifth grader who is just he is young Carson Kennedy.
Oh, is he petty?
Well, no, he's not petty yet. But he got in trouble. He had to take off his face mask at school. It was a Hooters face mask.
Oh, come on. It's a family restaurant. What's
that's what I'm saying. Dad says there is nothing offensive or derogatory about the mask. It's good wings.
I wouldn't say it's derogatory.
No, it's not. They said it was offensive and derogatory and told him he had to
curly
take it.
Curly fries. Come on.
Right. Wow. I think that's it. We don't have any audio for the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, but if you want to share your Good Vibe Tribe stories with us, please drop us a text. And a big thank you to Coca-Cola, our sponsor.
If you know someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.